Hi, this is Cindy from Three Little Pigs. If you try my sauce, I know you'll be back.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Grilling Guys each and every Saturday morning on 107.3 WBBL FM. It's going to be a smoking hot day today. I understand we're going to bump up against 90 degrees, going to be a little humidity. Great time to get out in your backyard and fire up that grill. We're up at the Sandy Corley Memorial Bike Run in Rothbury, Michigan, where we're going to have over 3,000 bikes that are out running right now. They'll be coming back in here. Got a big bike show, got a giant beer tent, big concert stage. There's a lot going on. If you don't have a full Saturday, get out here and check this thing out because they're doing some great work and it's going to be a good time. I'm Jop. He's Bob. Good morning, Bob.
Hey, good morning and welcome back. Thanks for joining us. And thank you. We are sponsored this weekend by Bighton Insurance in Grand Rapids. They handle all my insurance for my business needs and my vehicles. Call Brian down there if you have a business, a small business, and get a quote because when I hooked up with those guys, Jop, 10 years ago, Brian shaved $9,000 off my business insurance costs. That's a lot of money.
Yep, it is. And they're good people. They do good work there.
Yeah. So anyway, talk a little bit about digital thermometers. And the longer you have to stand there with that lid open to get a read, the more heat you're losing and you're retarding your process. So timing's kind of everything there. You can get some nice digitals. You can get some nice ones for around $80 to $100, the instant read jobs. The American made ones about $110. There's one made in Taiwan that's a Maverick. I think it's a knockoff. Seems to work quite well. It's about $69. Very nice digital thermometer. Be careful when you see the ones for $15 and $20 at the big box stores, because I just broke my nice little pen thermometer. And I ran into a big chain store and bought one. I spent $29. It looked really nice. That thing, I tried using it last night. I'm taking it back. I was so ticked off because it was going like 1 degree, 2 degree. Yeah. I was like, the steak would have been cold before it ever gave me a reading.
Yeah.
So it does you no good whatsoever, because timing is everything with a piece of meat, right? It's time and temperature. And
well,
if
you know,
it takes you too long, I mean, minutes are critical.
Yeah, and Father's Day is tomorrow, so it'd be a great Father's Day gift, ladies, to go out and get Dad a digital thermometer, because it makes a difference between good meat and great meat if it's done to the right temperature. You know, a lot of people have iPhones out there. I just got back into one as well, and there's a thing called an iGrill. There's several versions of that, but that'll even send an alarm to your phone. So you put the probe into whatever it is you're cooking, and you reset the thing, and it'll send a wireless signal to your phone with an app, and it'll tell you what the temperature is of the meat, so you don't have to stand out there and grill. You can go about your day doing other things. But it just, you know, there's a lot of really cool gadgets out there. Bob had iGrill send him one, and you've been using that. It's working pretty well, isn't
it? Yeah, we reviewed this for them, and I just pulled it out here to show Jop, but it's called the iGrill cooking thermometer. It's a very cool device, because especially if for a smoker or anything like that in the dead of winter, I'll have it out on my smoker, and it'll be talking to my iPhone. Now, you have to have the 5.0 platform in your iPhone, so it has to be a newer iPhone. It just doesn't work with the older ones. But iPhone 4, 3G, and it's got two different probes, so you can check your temperature on two different areas. If I'm only cooking one piece of meat, I'll lay one probe just in the baking chamber so I can tell the temperature that the food's being subjected to, and watch my fire that way. And in the dead of winter, again, it's really nice to just sit back in your easy chair, flip up your phone, and look at your temps without putting your boots on and going out and, you know, going through that whole process. But very accurate, very nice piece of equipment. It's about, I think, $89 is the best price I've seen it for online. Probably the best temperature probe I've ever used, and it's made in America.
Yep, awesome. You know, a lot of times we talk about the meat on the grill, and we've been told we neglect the side dishes, and I want to break one down for you right now. And it was one I made yesterday. We actually did some pork shoulders after we put them on in the morning, then went fishing, and when we got back, they were ready to roll, and I made this side dish. Real easy. I bought a couple zucchini, and I sliced them on a diagonal so they were long and kind of oval rather than round. I just went a diagonal just to make them a little bit nicer. I got two cans of diced tomatoes. You could get real tomatoes. I bought cans because it was easy. I drained them off. I took all the juice off them, so I just had a couple cans of diced tomatoes. I put in a big heaping teaspoonful of minced garlic. Fresh minced garlic with it, and then a little bit of olive oil, and I created a little pan with tin foil. And I put all of the zucchini, the tomatoes, and the garlic in there, drizzled a little olive oil, just some salt and pepper in on top. If you want to put some basil in, you could do that too, but real simple. Zucchini and tomatoes, sealed that thing up and made a little foil, you know, pocket out of it. I just put it on the grill for 10 minutes, the last 10 minutes before we ate, flipped it a couple times. And then when I opened it up, it was all steamy and the vegetables were all hot. I sprinkled it with Parmesan cheese, and the guys were just going nuts over that. Very easy to do. Just, again, the tomatoes and the zucchini, a little bit of garlic, salt and pepper, and then put the Parmesan on at the end. It's a great side dish.
Excellent. I love zucchini on the grill anyway, and just, you know, again, it's a cheap trick, but it's the zesty Italian deal, and just a little zucchini and yellow squash. Cut them the same way. I cut them into nice thick steaks. Just flash them real quick. Zesty Italian, put a little cracked pepper on them when you serve them. Wonderful summer, easy, cheap thrill on the grill. Looks good. You get the yellow squash and the zucchini, so you got a nice color that goes on the plate. People love them. I mean, people that used to not eat squash will eat those little babies when you grill them up because it's like a little slider.
Yeah, and they're sometimes if you grill them on a hot grill with a little olive oil on them, they'll get a little crunchy on the outside. So that's just a nice texture to the, you know, you don't want to overcook your vegetables on the grill now, because they get soft and then the texture.
Absolutely,
is bad.
Just like even if you're doing them on the stove or in the oven, I've got a book called The Ultimate Guide to Grilling, and I love it. I have not done this recipe, but it looks similar to one that I do. But I'm going to give you this one. It's grilled onion and potato skewers. And you're basically going to boil a pound of peeled boiling onions, the little 2-inchers, and then you're going to boil a pound of small new potatoes, unpeeled. And you boil them for about, not too long, maybe 10 minutes, till they're just soft, a little bit, kind of firm. And you put them on skewers, every other one, and you baste them with this bruschetta sauce, which is EVO, white vinegar, white wine vinegar, some coriander leaves, torn, not diced, a little lemon zest, and some garlic, and a little salt and pepper to taste, and you make that bruschetta, and you just keep basting them and basting them, and then you grill them, and you baste them while you grill them, and it just sounds like a wonderful.
Yeah, we'll put that recipe up on thegrillingguys.com. That one's a little bit too long to write down in the dust on your dash, but we'll get it up there for you because it does sound like a fantastic recipe. Usually we try to cook these things before we talk about them, but that one, we both concurred that one sounds really, really good.
And so, it's real close to one I do like that anyway. I'll do Vidalia's and do the same thing with the small Redskins raw.
Yeah.
And slice them in half.
Yep. So anyway, you're listening to The Grilling Guys. We're live and local at the Sandy Corley Memorial Bike Outing and Poker Run in Rothbury, Michigan. Coming up next, we're going to break down a few more recipes. We're going to have a little bit of man law, and we might even talk about a little bit of wine with your grilled food for Father's Day. You're listening to The Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.